want to begin by sharing with you a story of a young man who was sitting in the back of a mosque speaking to a 57-year-old man. And this was around the time when there was so much being said about Islam. The young man was in the back speaking to the 57-year-old, and there were people of knowledge sitting in the front teaching. Whenever the shuyukh who were in the front, one of them was Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, another one was Sheikh Yasser Qadhi, they were speaking, and this is before the era of al-Maghrib, didn't even exist. Whenever they were talking, they realized that the young man and the older gentleman in the back kept talking. And so it was Muhammad al-Sharif that said, you know, excuse me, would you mind? You know, he has a pet peeve where he can't speak whenever somebody else is talking. He hears noise, and he said, you know, you guys are speaking. And so the young man told him, I am translating for him because he doesn't know English. I'm translating from Spanish to English. And so they allowed that, they continued speaking. And as the translation went on in the back, the 57-year-old man looked at the young man and said, the speech of these people should be the speech of the leaders of the world. And it's amazing that if someone who understands something of the deen, especially the book of Allah, and implements it, and then goes on to share that with someone, it has an effect that sometimes we may not even comprehend. In the speech that this 57-year-old man, a person who's lived a good portion of his life, identified that message of what they're saying is a message of peace, and it should be the message that the leaders of the world should be given. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in his book, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِنْ مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal confirms whenever he asks this rhetorical question, who is better in speech than the one who invites to the way of Allah while doing righteous deeds and claiming to be of those who submit, claiming or bearing witness to, carrying out the actions and being proud to be a Muslim. Whenever this happens, brothers and sisters, it impacts people who are not Muslim. So, going back to the story, the young man turned to the 57-year-old and said, is there anything you've heard that you don't like about what has been said about Islam? And he said, I'm hearing there's a unique thing here that I haven't found in the other religions, in that this prophet, this man named Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if his example is the one that these people follow, meaning the Muslims, they maybe have a chance to do something that I have not seen in other religions, which is that in the previous religions he had looked into, he didn't see that the text or the belief system that the people preached is actually what they did. So he said, I don't want to follow human beings. I've been looking for a way to follow God, but these people are saying the way you follow God is by following an example of a man who was a prophet. And if his example didn't change, then that's unique. That's different. That's different than what I found in any other religion. This man had looked into so many different religions, studied them. Since 16 years old, he had revoked the way of life that his parents had been living. Because he used reason and realized that a lot of what was coming to him in regards to belief, he did not agree with since a young age. So he'd always been looking. But he said, if this man, Muhammad, peace be upon him, if that example really is something that these people use as an example as to how to follow God, then that's something unique. He continued, and they continued, and towards the end, the young man looked and said, is there anything you don't like about Islam? Have you heard something you disagree with? And he said, I don't disagree with anything I've heard. So the young man said, then why don't you accept Islam? The 57-year-old said, I don't see why not. So the young man got up, even though the people of knowledge were speaking in the front, he came to one of them and said, can you please give shahada to my father? Brothers and sisters, that young man was my 23-year-old version of being new to Islam only 3 months before September 11th, and the 57-year-old man was my father. Sheikh Yasir Khali looked and he said, here, when he took off the mic, he said, here, you give him shahada. In this masjid, don't want to mention which one, but it was here in Houston. It may have been the first time that those people heard the shahada in the Spanish language.